I remember going to see the Aristocats when I was 4 years of age, but I remember it like it was yesterday, and I can see the screen in front of me now even talking about it. And the song Everybody Wants to Be a Cat made me want to be a singer. That was it. There was a little ginger cat in the movie who I identified with more, even though he was a boy, but he was always going around trying to act like an alley cat, trying to spit and everything, like, you know, and trying to be much tougher than he was. But he was the one that went over and wanted to be the rocker. Do you know what I mean? So I loved him, and I just, the song and everything, just, they were having so much fun in that room in the movie. I was like, right, that's what I'm going to do. I so want to do that. So I decided I wanted to be a cat.
That's lovely. That's a great story. Sinead O'Connor choosing her final track now, and it's Susan Boyle singing I Dreamed a Dream.
Yeah. Well, I think Susan Boyle is an incredible artist, actually, and I've watched a lot of kind of documentaries about her and everything, and sometimes she doesn't get mentioned in the list of great singers, you know, and I think she kind of should. And sometimes perhaps the danger of some of the pop idol stuff and everything is that you can be misperceived as being more of an entertainer than an artist, but I think she's a real unusual product of that thing, that she really is an artist, and she's an incredible singer. I mean, absolutely incredible singer. And then, of course, her story is incredible. Do you know, the idea that this could happen to her at that stage of her life and all of that kind of stuff. And again, a real normal human being. She's not putting on an act. What you get is what you see. She's not trying to be a celeb or any of that kind of stuff. So she doesn't need to. It's like Adele or Amy. They didn't need that because they're so brilliant. Anyway, I just think she's an incredible story and one of the most incredible singers that ever walked the earth. Like, absolutely.
Well, that's a great tribute and well deserved, I think. Your own new single is out, Fourth and Vine, and the album it comes from, How About I Be Me and You Be You.
Yeah.
That's a good title.
Yeah,
that's
a long title, yeah. I probably should have chopped the second half out of it.
No, but lots of people are saying this is your best work in a long time. It must be gratifying for you to hear
No,
that.
I'm delighted. Yeah. I really am. I'm delighted. Like, it's great really to have the focus back on myself as a musician rather than any of the other stuff, do you know what I mean? And I'm really enjoying that. Like, I'm loving playing live and I'm loving just being mad about music and, you know, the focus being on music.
Because that's always been the heart of what you do, isn't it? Music is the thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I suppose because I was different in this, that and the other, there was a little more focus perhaps, you know, on things other than music, do you know? So I'm really enjoying just now getting off on music, and it's really made me fall more and more in love with music the whole time as well. So,
and you've been doing some performances, some sort of intimate concerts and a bigger one to come.
Yeah, I've done a lot of gigs in London, actually. It's great to be hanging out in London again.
Sinead, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for choosing these.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff.
Thanks.